You're listening to Times the Brief, presented by the Salvation Army. Join the fight for good and donate by saying, Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army, if you're listening with Alexa, or go to SalvationArmyUSA.org to make a gift. You deserve privacy online. Here's how you can actually get it. By Tim Cook. In 2019, it's time to stand up for the right to privacy. Yours, mine, all of ours. Consumers shouldn't have to tolerate yet another year of companies irresponsibly amassing huge user profiles, data breaches that seem out of control, and the vanishing ability to control our own digital lives. This problem is solvable. It isn't too big, too challenging, or too late. Innovation, breakthrough ideas, and great features can go hand in hand with user privacy, and they must. Realizing technology's potential depends on it. That's why I and others are calling on the U.S. Congress to pass comprehensive federal privacy legislation, a landmark package of reforms that protect and empower the consumer. Last year, before a global body of privacy regulators, I laid out four principles that I believe should guide legislation. First, the right to have personal data minimized. Companies should challenge themselves to strip identifying information from customer data or avoid collecting it in the first place. Second, the right to knowledge, to know the data is being collected and why. Third, the right to access. Companies should make it easy for you to access, correct, and delete your personal data. And fourth, the right to data security, without which trust is impossible. But laws alone aren't enough to ensure that individuals can make use of their privacy rights. We also need to give people tools that they can use to take action. To that end, here's an idea that could make a real difference. One of the biggest challenges in protecting privacy is that many of the violations are invisible. For example, you might have bought a product from an online retailer, something most of us have done, but what the retailer doesn't tell you is that it then turned around and sold or transferred information about your purchase to a data broker, a company that exists purely to collect your information, package it, and sell it to yet another buyer. The trail disappears before you even know there's a trail. Right now, all of these secondary markets for your information exist in a shadowy economy that's largely unchecked, out of sight of consumers, regulators, and lawmakers. Let's be clear, you never signed up for that. We think every user should have the chance to say, wait a minute, that's my information that you're selling and I didn't consent. Meaningful, comprehensive federal privacy legislation should not only aim to put consumers in control of their data, it should also shine a light on actors trafficking in your data behind the scenes. Some state laws are looking to accomplish just that, but right now there's no federal standard protecting Americans from these practices. That's why we believe the Federal Trade Commission should establish a data broker clearinghouse, requiring all data brokers to register, enabling consumers to track the transactions that have bundled and sold on their data from place to place, and giving users the power to delete their data on demand, freely, easily, and online, once and for all. As this debate kicks off, there will be plenty of proposals and competing interests for policymakers to consider. We cannot lose sight of the most important constituency, individuals trying to win back their right to privacy. Technology has the potential to keep changing the world for the better, but it will never achieve that potential without the full faith and confidence of the people who use it.